Ohio lawmakers continue debating a so-called Stand Your Ground bill. It seeks to remove the duty to retreat before using deadly force in self-defense. It's generally popular among gun owners, but some black gun owners and researchers question whether it is applied equally. From public radio station WVXU, Ambriel Crutchfield reports.
After Donald Trump was elected, conversations about race became even more intense. A 15-year-old African-American boy cried and began to question the safety of his Ohio family. Single mother Tiffany Ware reassured her son that she would make sure they were safe.
I was like, well, you know, I got to figure it out. So I told him, you know, I'm like, Zion, that's mommy's job. You don't worry about that. I'll protect us. And I started thinking about how I could protect my family.
Ware posted to Facebook looking for black gun instructors. But what she got was a flood of comments from other black women wanting to get trained. So she hired a gun instructor to teach safety, explain the law, and how to navigate owning a gun as a black woman. It's called the Brown Girls Project. The Brown Girl Project teaches the women to retreat and assess the situation before firing their guns.
Military, police, FBI agents, sheriff deputies, you're perceiving something, and you've been taught if it looks like a duck, it's a duck, handle the duck. They get a lot of good officers in trouble. Their perception is wrong. They perceive something, and they deal with it.
That was former Cincinnati police officer Terrence Forte. He says although he knows there are people that harm others, he's against Stand Your Ground. Harvard senior lecturer and author Caroline Light studies the history of Stand Your Ground laws. She says using it as protection doesn't benefit everyone in court.
They're more likely to exonerate white people who kill black and brown people. They're also less likely to exonerate women who use lethal violence to protect themselves.
If you shoot someone in self-defense in your home without retreating, Ohio law already protects you. It's called the Castle Doctrine and goes back to 1600s England. Light says historically in the U.S. it benefited white men with property, which in those days meant their home, their wife, and enslaved African people.
So even free African Americans found it very difficult to use the law to justify their self-defensive actions against whites.
Think of Stand Your Ground as an expansion of a person's castle boundaries. Gun owner Ware says she's pro-Second Amendment but doesn't support the idea of Stand Your Ground law in Ohio.
It's a very scary thing for me. I think it gives people the license to not give people the benefit of the doubt. And that means more death in my community, more people that look like me. So that's a scary place for me.
Ohio Gun Owners Association Director Chris Doerr says if Stand Your Ground is implemented, it could help law-abiding citizens. He encouraged Middletown Representative Candace Keller to reintroduce the bill to the Ohio legislature after it failed last year. Some say after the mass shooting in Dayton, this isn't the right time, but he sees it differently.
All those people in Dayton, they were just sitting there as helpless victims. They couldn't protect themselves. So we need to reform Ohio's law so that the criminals of the state know that Ohio law no longer favors them. It backstops the law-abiding, upstanding citizen. And that will be a general deterrent to violent criminals.
Since the Dayton shooting, Governor Mike DeWine says he supports Stand Your Ground, but first wants lawmakers to focus on his proposed gun legislation. Ware says over 500 black women have gotten their concealed carry weapon licenses in her firearm trainings class. If the bill passes, she's unsure how they'll incorporate it in future classes.
Make sure that they understand that some things are black and some things are white, but this Stand Your Ground is going to make a whole bunch of gray area for a lot of things to happen.
If it passes, Ohio would become the 37th state with the law, joining Kentucky and Indiana. The bill is currently in the Ohio Legislature Criminal Justice Committee. WVXU contacted Representative Keller, Cincinnati Police Department, and Ohio Peace Officer Training Academy, but they declined to be interviewed. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Ambrielle Crutchfield.